Akron Community Voice, spotlighting Akron's minority business owners and community leaders, featuring the programs and services of Bounce Innovation Hub. Akron Community Voice is made possible by WAKR 1590 in partnership with BU Podcasting Company. And now here's your hosts, Ace Epps and Kat McDaniel.
Good morning and welcome to Akron Community Voice, a weekly talk show brought to you by WAKR 1590 and Be Me Akron. Be Me Community is an award-winning network of innovators, leaders, and champions who invest in aspiring communities. We train leading organizations in matters of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We run the most remarkable fellowships for Black leaders in the nation. My name is Kat McDaniel, and I would like to thank you for joining us and taking time to listen.
Right. Good morning. My name is Ace Epps, and we're on the air every Sunday morning at 9:30.
9:30.
We're going to get your week started off right. Listen, if you're hearing this on social media,
that's right,
any of our pages, please share.
Please share.
Let people know that we are circulating a new episode, right?
That's right.
We'll be spotlighting local business owners, community leaders, and creatives as well.
That's right. And as community partners, Be Me Community supports their efforts of Bounce and creating a better Akron.
A better Akron. Listen, in the studio today.
All right. In the studio today,
we have a lady that I've been knowing since 2008.
Ooh.
Wait, how many years is that?
That is 12 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes. She used to work for BMBA, Partnership for Minority Business Accelerator, at the Akron Urban League, where I met her.
Mm-hmm.
She now runs. Tell us a little, what you got. What you got on her? What you got on her?
Well, we have Susan Smalt.
Suzanne Smalt.
She works under the umbrella of Health Markets.
Right, right.
She is an insurance broker.
Yes, yes. Focusing really on small businesses,
entrepreneurs.
Insurance, yeah, entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and our Latino.
She is.
Yes. Right. How
Buenos
you doing?
Dias.
How you doing?
I love it. Doing great. Thank you.
First
great
of all, thank you on the show. Now, you came on this show a while back, and we were at WAKR. I'm pretty sure you did. And if not, that's a shame, because I thought
7 years.
And never had Suzanne. I don't know where Susan came from all of a sudden. Suzanne. Listen, real quick, before we get into our thing that we do,
mm-hmm.
and we do a thing.
Yes, we do.
Called morning motivation. Do you know what that is?
Well, I love morning motivation.
Well, this is what it is. Tell us what it is.
Well, our morning motivation is basically a positive scripture, a quote.
Right.
Something, anything. I normally steal them online, or we'll get a Bible quote, something like that. We go around the room. I read it. We do it round robin style. So everybody gives their take on the quote. And then we either buy it
or we sell it.
Yeah. We don't want it. So just to give you a heads up, if she say a quote and then you say something that don't make a lick of sense,
mm-hmm.
We're not going to buy it. All right.
Never happened.
Never happened. I almost did Denny Wilson one time. Shout out Denny Wilson.
Shout out.
All right. What you got for us?
All right. So today's morning motivation: you learn more from failure than from success. Don't let it stop you. Failure builds character.
We're going with Suzanne. What does that mean to you?
I am full of character.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. So if you think about the whole quote, how would you process that? What does that mean to you?
I can read it again.
Read it aloud.
All right. You learn more from failure than from success. Don't let it stop you. Failure builds character.
It means that you should never stop trying. So if something doesn't work right, maybe go back and try it again. A success is a great thing, but the failure is what keeps us motivated to keep trying.
I like it. I like it too. Well, we are going to buy that.
We're buying that.
You learn more. From failure than success. Don't let it stop you. Failure builds character.
Right. This reminds me of a book called The Power of Broke.
Okay.
By the guy from Damon John. He's the guy from Shark Tank who started FUBU.
Okay.
All right. Oh. The black guy from. All right. So The Power of Broke says, if you're broke and you don't have anything and you're trying to do something, you don't know how not to succeed. You don't know how not to. If you need something to eat, you're going to work all day to find something to eat, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't have a roof over your head, you're going to try to find, you're going to sleep over your aunt's house, your aunt's house. You're going to sleep over your cousin's. You're going to find, you'll be in a bus stop before you out in the rain, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The power of broke, there's knowledge, there's science, there's mathematics, there's experience in being broke, right? Mm-hmm. Versus if I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth, mm-hmm. I wouldn't know how to get down in the trenches and the nitty gritty and make that stuff happen. I just wouldn't know it as much as I would know it if I was broke. Mm-hmm. So that quote kind of reminds me of that, you know, the experience of needing and wanting and thinking of innovative ways to cross T's and dot I's and check balances and stuff, that innovative space of not knowing and failing and not succeeding. It's almost like I was speaking to a young man last night, and we were saying that I was speaking to my daughter last night. It was my daughter, and she was talking about, we're talking about breakups in relationships, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, you get one good breakup. I mean, where it's bad. Somebody took the car. You may end up in jail with yelling. Stuff is broken. You get one good one, but then that sets the criteria, the checks and balances of what you will put up with, what you won't put up with, what you can go into. It sets your standard for what love is, your love language, all of that. So I guess what I'm selling is the idea of this thing creates experience and gives you a level of knowing what not to do in failure so you can succeed tomorrow.
Mm. Wow.
I get the finger snaps.
Well, I'm definitely going to buy that. How about you, Suzanne?
I'm going to buy it too.
Okay. All right.
Should we drop the mic?
You're just trying to get out of it.
I'm just saying.
One more time to our people who just come joining in late for the show.
You learn more from failure than from success. Don't let it stop you. Failure builds character.
All right. What does it mean to you?
Well, and taking what both of you guys said and maybe piggybacking a little bit, I look at it like the Steve Harveys of the world. At one point, he was homeless, mm-hmm. you know, living in his car because he had a dream of making it in comedy. And I feel like all of the failures he had to go on, you know, throughout his career catapulted him to a point of success than where he is right now. So he took them all as lessons. He learned what to do, what not to do. He hit a few bumps in the road, but you're able to kind of tweak what you need to know when you go into, you get to the big stage. So you're able and ready to just be where you should be. So right now, I mean, I look at him as an example because, as you know, Steve Harvey is now a brand.
Right, right.
So if you know, talk shows, comedy,
Game shows, yeah.
Writing books, author, like
movies.
He wouldn't have the criteria to do any of that if he did not have those failures. So I look at it as stair steps to success.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's. Did you just say failure was stair steps to success?
I did.
Ooh, I like it.
Jeez.
So I'm guessing you're buying that.
Yeah, we're buying that. Listen, we do this every week, man, to get the show started. We try to put it on our social media pages and see if you guys weigh in it. Very rarely do people weigh in.
I know. They do it, but it's like at a different time. They're so weird.
Yeah. You guys are so weird.
I guess we gotta do more interaction. Yeah. Social interactions.
Because the social distancing is stopping our social interaction.
They read it and they're like, snap.
Stop.
Give us your take. How do you feel about that?
Well, again, listen, thank you for participating in that. Before we get into Ms. Smalt's business, let's do some bounce announcements.
Well, we do have the bounce announcement. It mm-hmm. is Grow, generating real opportunity and wealth.
Yes.
So, as you always know, I say this every week, mm-hmm. the Aspiring Entrepreneur Program is closed.
It's closed.
So stop asking.
You can't get in there. The next one will be in the fall.
That's right. But fall is coming up. So, before you know it.
Yeah.
So shake ace or me down.
Right.
So right now, we want to let you know that the apps are now open again.
Applications are now open.
Yes. For the Mortar at Bounce. It is a 15-week cohort program helping businesses launch and maintain sustainability by creating jobs and increasing capital.
Right.
So let's just put it this way. The applications are open. Mm-hmm. They're going to be reviewed.
Right.
And once you're selected, There is a fee, and
it's
$295.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to be a part of the program. It's a wonderful program. You have lots of business coaches, mentors.
Right, right.
And along the trail.
And I will like to say that a lot of people who applied the first time were still putting in applications, continue to put in applications, because we're going to really start promoting next week as well. But we want to give our listeners an advanced start.
A heads up
on it, because the applications is on. If you go, where would they go?
You want to go to bouncehub.org, and then you're going to hit the Grow tab.
Yes. And when you hit the Grow tab, look for Mortar.
Mortar at Bounce. Well, it just says Mortar. Yeah, probably.
Yep.
So just click on that link, fill out that application.
And the application is not even that long. It's probably 7 to 8 questions. And basically who you are, what's your business idea. Again, this, you can't have a non-profit idea. This got to be a for-profit idea. Again, Mortar was brought to Akron by the GAR Foundation. It was brought by Burton D. Morgan. Also, the Chamber of Akron, of course, the Mayor's Office, and Bounce started with some brothers in Cincinnati.
That's right.
Who saw a need for African-American assistance regarding business, and they've been doing so much successful work, and we know it works, so we brought it here. We have Sharetta Housie, Ebony Bond from the University of Akron, as well as Carla Matthews from the Urban League as the facilitators. We need you to put your applications in.
That's right.
Right. That's good. Okay. That's our Bounce announcement.
And where is Bounce located, people?
Where is it? 526
South Main Street.
South Main Street.
Across from the Gojo building.
A lot of people think, like, when they think that area, think Spaghetti Warehouse, right?
That's right.
And then, you know how many people I've had at the Spaghetti Warehouse asking me to come out and wave?
Next door.
Yeah. Yep. So, okay. So, that's done. We have, again, this lady is an awesome lady, Suzanne Smolt. She does a lot of stuff for entrepreneurs, but more importantly, healthcare. You know, we talk about a lot of things and bring a lot of entrepreneurs on the show, but we don't talk enough about healthcare and how do you get it as an entrepreneur and things of that nature. So let's just open it up. Tell us a little bit about you and your business and why is it important.
I'm able to help people sort out what kinds of options they have. A lot of people come into their new business and they probably have some sort of health insurance already. Mm-hmm. They might have Medicaid coverage, or maybe they're covered through their spouse who has group insurance through another job, or maybe they're older workers and maybe they have Medicare. Mm-hmm. So it's not the first thought on their mind. And as an entrepreneur, a small business under 50 employees doesn't have to offer any benefits at all, actually.
Say that one more time.
It's true.
Yeah. She said a small business
under 50 employees, they don't have,
to offer. For real. I've been there.
Yeah. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible thing.
And it's scary, because if you see a great company that you want to go and, you know, join the vision and be an employee, but you need benefits, what you going to do?
Right.
So you have different ways to get health insurance. We look at the ACA or the exchange, or if you heard of Obamacare, mm-hmm. sometimes we can use health insurance that way. Sometimes we just need to add a group dental and vision plan so that the new employees you're bringing on board feel like they have some additional value, that you, the business owner, care about them. Mm-hmm. You can't break the bank to provide everything all at once when you're starting up, but you sure can provide something.
Right.
What about if somebody's worried about prescription costs? We have plans that help reduce prescription costs. Lots of different ways to do that. Sometimes employers, the business owner, can benefit from a tax perspective with some of the benefits that they can put in place, and it can in turn help the employees at tax time through payroll deduction and mm-hmm. saving money on taxes. So there's no one clear-cut way, but there are lots of different ways, and it can be scaled to the individual business, and it can also change over time. So as your business grows and you add more people, or maybe your revenue hits another level and you're more consistent and you feel like, okay, now I'm really ready to do something different. Then we come back and we look at it again and we make those adjustments. So we have lots of options.
Right. So, okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I think that's a wonderful thing because I have been employed at a smaller company and it is, I feel like it's very important that your employer do show you that you're valued and your health is valued because a lot of them at some point, like you said, they have their own coverage or they're covered by maybe a spouse's. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you bring someone in, even a small thing like vision and dental, it may seem small, but those things matter. And it makes you feel like, well, I am important. If you also see a small business, you come in thinking, okay, I want to help their vision grow, but you also want to be appreciated. And I think that would actually help their employees stay because I feel like a lot of employees leave those companies because they don't have those benefits and they're not offered those benefits.
Right. And sometimes it's a benefit. I had a lady one time who had little kids that were under 5, so they weren't school age yet, and she needed to be at her job every day. We created a benefit plan, a reimbursement account, actually. That
I love those, actually.
She could direct money into that account for herself that would help reimburse some of her childcare costs. Uh-huh. Huge, huge difference in the way she looked at things. And that plan is still going today with a few different businesses that, you know, that decided that they wanted to offer something, but maybe that was all they could do. Again, it can be different depending on you, the business owner, and you, the business owner yourself. Do you have a partner in business with you? How's that business going to be protected if one of you doesn't make it home last night?
Mm. Wow.
How will the business continue until the dust settles after there's a loss of a business partner?
People aren't thinking about that.
That's true. They're
We are. And as a business counselor, I know that. And so to me, it sounds like, and let me know if I'm correct, it sounds like what you offer local entrepreneurs is custom health options. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you are an entrepreneur, or let's just be honest, you work for one of those companies that has less than 50 people there and you're looking for insurance, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can reach this lady. She has a phone number on her card. Can I read this phone number on her card?
Sure can.
She's a licensed insurance agent, 330-285-3600. That number again, 330-285-3600. I got a couple questions to ask you. I'm on the internet. And so here's a couple things. It's like top 10 questions to ask before you choose a plan. I'm going to throw them at you, see if you can help us out a little
bit. Okay.
Okay, again, I'm asking, we're going to ask these questions as if we are local entrepreneurs, which we are. We are. So it says right here, now, let's talk about plans. It says find out immediately different types of plan. If you can, tell us the types of plan. What type of plans are there out there for a person who is looking just for basic coverage?
Basic health insurance?
Mm-hmm.
So we can look at the Obamacare plans. So, you know, you can go and sign up for those and your business could agree to reimburse your employee for a portion of their monthly premium for their Obamacare health insurance plan.
Right. Second time she brought that up, and I was wondering, like, how could the Obama plan be incorporated into business? That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. 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 There was a change in the law in January that allows us to do that.
Right, right, right. So I'm trying to give her this number 2 one right there. You don't like that one?
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Of course. I was. So I'm on his phone.
Right.
I wish you all could see this.
Or his device. Okay. How much will I have to pay for medical care as this basic plan, like a basic plan member?
That's a really good question.
Is it
It's hard to answer.
Okay.
Health insurance cost is really based on the individual's age.
Okay. Oh.
So let's just say hypothetically, brother, sister is in their 40s, right? And they have a family of 3, right? No major health thing, just regular coverage insurance for a family of 3.
Family of 3 could be a few hundred dollars a month. Could be a lot more than that.
When you say a few, are you talking like 2 or 3?
Probably more like 5 to 6. Could be more than that.
Right.
And a lot of it depends, too, on, again, the ages of the kids. But, you know, you look at your whole household. The other thing that's interesting is, I don't know if you know this, but what if somebody's not healthy? Mm-hmm. What's it going to cost them to get health insurance?
Right. What? See, now, apparently, I went through some of this before, you know, and apparently everybody on who listens to ESPN has the same problem because they're like, are you a bit portly? Are you dealing with diabetes? Are you dealing with hypertension?
Don't make me laugh.
But this is what so so the commercials always seems that it's hard to get an affordable health insurance. And so there's like, call Big Lou. He's having problems too, you know?
Yeah.
So understanding that there is issues with, you know, cost problems for people with, and let's be honest, everyone's not healthy.
Right. But let me just do let's say you got two business owners.
Okay.
They're both the same age, the same family makeup, family of three. One's got health issues like diabetes and high blood pressure. The other one doesn't. Health insurance cost is based on, what did I say? Age.
Age.
So that's the current law. The Obamacare law says that everybody can buy health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to, you've got diabetes, and rub their hands together.
Right. They're not going to ask any health questions. Other that's types awesome. Of insurance plans can and do ask health questions. And that's, you know, that's another conversation. But, yeah, just a basic health plan,
mm-hmm.
they're not asking health questions.
So when you go from different health plans, and I'm assuming when you're dealing with new people, new entrepreneurs or people, mm-hmm. I'm worrying about, can I keep my same doctors from when I go to change my health care?
Ooh, that's an excellent question. It comes up a lot. And so part of what I do is, you know, I'm doing the research. I'm looking at, well, what doctors do you prefer? Which ones you want to keep? And
you could pick.
We'll look at the different health plans that are available in your area. So generally based geographically, either zip code or by county, and look at the different insurance plans available in that area, and are those doctors and hospitals going to be covered? Mm-hmm. Here's the other question that comes up. What medications do you take daily? And maybe we need to look at the drug formulary for those plans.
Wait. She said something I didn't understand. Okay. The drug formulary?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a list of drugs that are allowed by the insurance plan.
Oh, I might get another one, and they're not allowed by their insurance plan.
Or right, they let's say it's a form of insulin
mm-hmm.
for a diabetic. Well, one insurance company may say that, well, yeah, we'll cover that insulin, but if I compare it to another insurance company, they may not cover that same insulin. They may have to, you may have to substitute a drug that can be a challenge for somebody.
Man, and if you're just joining us, we are in the studio today getting some knowledge from Suzanne Smaltz from Health Markets, man. She is giving us some great stuff that we need to hear. And if you didn't hear this, make sure you go to our website, www.AkronCommunityVoice.com, and get this again if you're just joining us late on the radio.
That's right. So are there any routine examinations? Are they covered like your normal examinations that you have annually under a basic plan? Are they generally covered?
Yes. And under the Obamacare law, again, the Affordable Care Act says preventive care, that annual physical once a year, mm-hmm. covered 100%.
That's pretty good.
Wow. So if I have hypertension
mm-hmm.
and I do a every 90-day thing, that's covered if I have an annual one.
Well, your annual physical is once a year.
No, my hypertension.
Your follow-ups.
Follow-ups. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is awesome. So
you could still have some cost share, some responsibility for those follow-up visits mm-hmm. or that follow-up lab work. So I can't say it's all covered 100%.
Right.
But that annual physical, the basics, There's right. a long list of things in the basics that are covered under that annual physical.
So if you had a moment to talk to local businesses who are interested in insurance, right? Or not even thinking about it. Let's say if you had a minute and, I don't know, 10 seconds or something like that, what would you tell them? Because you do have a minute and 10 seconds.
A minute and 10 seconds.
Just to be real, what would you tell to our listeners who are in business thinking about insurance and things like that?
Don't be afraid. Give me a call. It never costs anything to talk to me. So there's no fee for my service. A conversation about insurance is something we can do at any time. It doesn't mean you have to buy anything. It doesn't mean that you're committing to anything. Let me educate you on what options might be available for you. And you tell me what you're looking for. And I like to do things like get the best coverage for the least amount of money for people. So the best coverage for the least amount of money. You like that?
Yeah, no, I love that.
So, I love it. We love it.
So she basically saying she's going to go to work for you.
Right. Absolutely.
Looking for the, that's great.
I feel like if you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, you have a business coach. You have a financial advisor. You have a banker. Why not have a personal insurance agent that you talk to?
You just took the words out of my mouth. I'm a part of the entrepreneur's team of advisors.
Right. Yep. I love it. I love it. And guess where she's located?
Where?
I wonder where.
Bad Bounce.
She is in Bounce 526 South Main Street.
Amazing.
Yes, yes.
Quite coincidental. I love it. Listen, you get everything here.
Right. And then for the people who don't know, again, she was, like I said, working at the Urban League with us. And when I got to Bounce a year ago and she was there. Right. It'd be a year in July.
It will be.
And she's there, and it's like we're working together again.
That's amazing.
You know, being able to do what it is you do, and more importantly, being able to reach out to our Latino brothers and sisters. Tell us why is that important to be able to reach out and offer these services to them?
It's another underserved market of people that don't know what's available to them. Mm-hmm. And there aren't a lot of people out there that do what I do that can actually educate them in Spanish if that's what is most comfortable for them. So I find myself doing appointments in Spanish or in English or both, depending on who my audience is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen, it's about that time today.
Okay.
For our bro call.
Bro call.
Our bro call is a shout out to organizations or local business owners, foundations, and those individuals who contribute to a better Akron. Who you got today? Give me one person. Kat McDaniel.
I have Danielle Wright.
She works in media and marketing. Mm-hmm. Give it up to Danielle.
Shout out to Danielle.
Danielle. Okay, so again, a shout out to somebody that you think, organization that you believe here in Akron is making a difference. Suzanne Smalt.
I think that Bounce is making a huge difference for our entrepreneurs.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. We got 2 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and say ECDI.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Fairclough.
Awesome, Chris. Yeah,
we got to get him on the show. And for anyone who's looking for funding, I know that's a hot topic.
Yes, definitely.
They're working with people and been able to get people funded for in the space where maybe the local bank is not doing that. Right?
It's amazing, yeah.
All right. So, again, how we can reach you? How can you be contacted?
I have an email.
All right. What is it?
It's SUZSMALTZinsurance.com.
One more time. Say it aloud.
So if you want to reach her via email, it's SUZ, S as in Sam, MALTZinsurance.com.
Or you can reach her at 330-285-3600. That number again. 330-285-3600 for all your health, Medicare, small group, life, and supplemental insurance.
Amazing. Also, you can reach her in Bounce.
Right.
That's right.
Come right in. Okay. So listen, man, that's our show for today. I would like to thank WAKR, Be Me Community, and you for taking the time out to listen. I'd also like to thank Suzanne Smalt for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys rock.
Please come again.
Thank you. So on behalf of our guests, I am Ace Epps, and that is
Kat McDaniel.
Thank you, and enjoy your day.